Hey there, fellow plumbing business owners. Welcome back to our channel. This is Dan Dowdy, and I'm thrilled to have you here. Today, we're going to dive into the topic that's essential for every business leader, which is really defining your leadership style. Before we get started, I wanted to just quickly introduce myself. I'm the founder of Built for the Trades. And here at Built for the Trades, we work with trades business owners all over the nation to help them grow and develop their leadership. So that way they can grow and develop their leadership teams and ultimately build self-operating businesses. So that way you can spend time with your family or doing the things that you love. So what's the big issue with, not knowing your leadership style? I think first and foremost, whenever you don't know your leadership style, you're going to tend to be so one-sided with your leadership that you're going to end up either getting run over by your team and they're not going to respect you, or you're going to end up having people who are only there for a paycheck and who are just clocking in, clocking out, doing the least amount as possible and always depending on you to make every decision for them, and ultimately may even lead to high turnover or just a hard time finding people to come into your organization. So if that's you, you own a plumbing business owner and any of those pain points resonate with you, I think today's video is going to help you with that. So once you determine this, you are really going to be able to lean in, get more balanced as a leader, and you're going to see your team really buy into you as their leader. So the first thing we got to do is we really need to just define the difference between leadership and management. First and foremost, leadership is influence. John Maxwell says leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So if leadership is influence, what can management be? Well, management is accountability. And so you can see that if leadership is influence and management is accountability, to be a great leader, you need to have qualities for both. And so to draw this out for you, if you are more naturally gifted as a leader, you're probably going to be better at building relationships, getting people to like you. You're probably going to be at a little slower pace to where you're keeping everybody moving forward with you at your pace. And I think the downside to being a more naturally gifted leader is that you tend to avoid holding people accountable. You may say yes too much and commit to everything and overcommit, even at the sacrifice of your own happiness. And, doing that over time, it may work. You may have a lot of people who like you, but you're not going to see that next level success that you want to see in your leadership. And then on the flip side, if you're a more naturally gifted manager, you're going to be more fast paced, probably more in your face. You're going to have no problem holding people accountable or saying the things that need to be said. But what you're going to see in return is you're going to surround yourself with a bunch of people who are waiting there for your orders, and also who are doing just enough to get by, because though they respect you as a manager, the person who's pushing the organization forward, they really don't respect you as their leader. There's no relationship built there. They don't feel like you necessarily have their best interests in mind. So today I'm going to give you a few tips to help you move through this. But the first thing I want you to do in this video is just think about, what type of leader are you? Are you more naturally gifted in leadership, or are you more naturally gifted in management? And so here's the tools that I want to give you to help you improve. So if you're more naturally gifted in leadership, I want to encourage you that when it comes to leaning into the management and the accountability, you need to put things in writing. Put them in writing and set the expectations up front. A good example of that is a simple one or two page position agreement that says, here are your job responsibilities, and clearly line it out, and then sit down with that person that you're leading, review it with them, make sure they understand it, and have them sign it. Doing that, that will be the accountability form that you come back to if for some reason they're not performing their job. And so when I am more naturally gifted in leadership and I tend to bring emotion into this conversation, when I have that position agreement and I'm holding that person accountable, I'm going to remove the emotion and I'm going to make it all about the position and keep it very black and white. And so I'm going to sit down. I'm going to let them know that they are important. I'm going to state what it is they're doing wrong in my organization. And then I'm going to find it in the position agreement where it says you committed to doing this. And then, only then at that point, are we going to put together a performance improvement plan to help them improve. Now, on the flip side, if you are more naturally gifted in management and you have no problem holding people accountable, then the next step for you is to slow down and realize that building the relationships is worth it. And so what I want you to do is go to your calendar, and I'd love to see you commit to booking one-to-one with each team member you lead one time per month. That could be in your office, that could be at lunch or at breakfast or just having coffee in the afternoon. But I want you to sit down with each team member, and I don't want you to talk about work. I want it to be simply relationship building. I want you to just document what's their spouse's name, how many kids they have, what are their names and ages, what do they enjoy doing outside of work. And then as you build that relationship month over month, I want you to start to ask them, what goals do they have? When you start to realize that, they're married and they have kids and you know their name and they really want to buy this house. And as a manager, you're leaning into that relationship side of leadership, and you can sit down with them and you can educate them and you can hold them accountable and you can help them save their money and get their credit score up and buy the house. You're going to see that they trust you as their leader, that they're bought into you 100%, that they're going to stay long term in your organization, because it's not just about the paycheck. It's about you helping them transform their life. So I wanted to encourage y'all that with this information today in our video, and just remind everybody out there that there's nobody naturally gifted right in the middle of leadership and management. We're either wired more towards the leadership relational side, or we're wired more towards the management side. But I'm here to tell you that with those two tools that I gave you, it will allow you to lean more into the middle and to become a more balanced leader and help take your team to the next level. And the results that you're going to see from this is you're going to see team members that are 100% bought into your leadership, and they're going to go above and beyond for your organization. And they're going to think and they're going to make decisions by themselves. They're going to be independent. They're not going to need you for everything, which is going to free your time up. If you want to learn anything more about what we have going on here at Built for the Trades, you can find us at builtforthetrades.com. And we also have a Built for the Trades podcast where we share more information just like this. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see you next time.